love and light. Thanks for tuning in with God is High Deal. Today's topic is daily affirmation, spirituality 101. I just made that up just now. Hope everyone day was well. Have a blessed one. So yeah, let's go back to my notes that I took. Sorry about that. I like to be organized. I am, but I had turned to the wrong page. That's kind of wrong. Like, daily affirmations. Well, daily affirmations can help you strengthen your self-worth by boosting your positive opinions of yourself, as well as helping you with confidence in your ability to achieve your goals. Regular repetition of affirming statements about yourself encourages your brain to take these positive affirmations as fact, F-A-C-T. When you truly believe you can do something, your actions will follow, right? If you believe you can do it, then your actions should follow. And what is meant by that? Well, let me give you an example. Let's just say one of my goals is to save $500 for a trip I want to go on. So I would create daily affirmations towards that goal. Then I must take the necessary steps to achieve that goal, which would mean that I would have to put money aside every paycheck to achieve the goal of saving $500, right? Y'all understand? I know you do. So repeating these affirmations can help boost your motivation and confidence. You must take some actions yourself. Look at practicing affirmations as a step towards change, not change itself. It's a step towards change. And remember, everything takes time and nothing happens overnight. You know that a goal remains something you have to work towards, as I stated earlier. Doing affirmations can strengthen your confidence by reminding you of what you can do right now in the present. In the present. So, write affirmations that are tailored towards your goals that you would like to see. So, here's some tips for practice affirmation. Number one, you must practice these affirmations every single day. Twice a day. Start with 3 to 5 minutes at least twice a day upon waking up and also getting in bed. Listen to yourself. Stay in these affirmations and please believe in them. You must believe in your affirmations, because if you don't believe in it, then there's not going to be no change. You understand? You have to believe in them, then you take the necessary steps to achieve. Repeat each affirmations about 10 times. So I will start off with 1 or 2. And then you can change them as they are tailored to your goals. And then you can ask a trusted loved one to help. Because listening to someone else repeat your affirmation may help reinforce that. And reinforce your belief in them. Make your routine consistent. This routine, these rituals, whatever you choose to call it, must be done regularly in order to see change. You can't do it on Monday and then wait till Friday. It has to be done every single day, at least twice a day. So these routines must be consistent. And if you are meditating, adding affirmations can be a good addition to your daily routines and practices. And you gotta be patient. It's gonna take time before you notice any changes. But if you stick to your practices and consistently do them, you will see the change. Practice affirmations can activate the reward system in your brain, which can have a positive impact on the way you experience both emotional and physical pain. And this was podcast is coming from the article of is attributed to health. www.helpline.com. Title of the article is Positive Affirmation, Too Good to Be True. And it was written by Christopher Horn. So remember, number one, you're going to write down your goals. And please, your goals got to be realistic, something that you can actually achieve. And you can start off with 1 or 2 goals. And as you achieve your goals, you can add more. Then you write your daily affirmations, which should be tailored towards your goals. And there's many websites that you can help with that. Just put in daily affirmations and put your goal in, and boom, you should come up with something if you can't think of that on your own. And then remember, the most important part is putting in the work. You got to put in the work. Nothing's going to change overnight, and it's not going to change by itself. But you got to put in the work. Believe that you can do it, because I believe in you. God is hiding you.